وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا قيامة حفظك الله ورعاه. Regarding what you said about the sister who during the time of her ignorance she should do, she took kind of loans, that loans connected with riba, and now after she repent and she recognized her mistake and that one time she was ignorance and now she learned already how she should to do and what she should to pay and what she should to leave. The answer, it depends about her situation. If you mean about the loan itself, for example she took 50,000, the riba in it is 10% or 5%. So if I say it's 5,000, so the complete amount that she need to pay is 55,000. So now what she need to pay, what she didn't need to pay, the answer, it depends about the situation. If she could ignore the extra addition, which is the 5,000, the interest, obligate on her to pay the 50,000 without any doubt. But now regarding the interest, did she need to pay or no? If she could skip it and ignore it and not to pay it, and she's not going to be charged or damaged or hurt or whatever, she doesn't need to pay. It's haram, ya akhi. It's a haram money on the person who take it, even if he's a kafir, or on herself. She doesn't need to pay. It's her money. No need to waste it, and enough. And enough for you to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. But if there is no way, if there is no way to skip that amount and obligate on her to pay, otherwise she's gonna be charged in this situation. لا يكلف الله إلا ما وسعها. She is in a necessary situation, so we say pay the interest and never don't do it again. Regarding the benefits, the cars and whatever that she got from this kind of loans, it's halal for her because it was in the time of her ignorance, 100%. So my dear brothers and sisters, the conclusion is regarding the loan that she take, she must pay 100%. And regarding the interest and the riba in it, depends about her situation. If she could skip it easily and smoothly and she's not going to be charged, in this situation, we say skip it, because this money actually shouldn't be paid because it's haram from the beginning. If she couldn't, here we say pay it, because لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, to protect you and protect your wealth and protect you from headache, pay it is to save yourself. The niyyah is to save yourself, not just to pay this riba. بارك الله فيكم.